In today's video, I'm going to show you how to connect ServiceNow with Copilot for Microsoft 365 using Copilot Studio. This allows you to stay inside Teams and use Copilot with natural language to check on your ServiceNow tickets and priorities in a very simple and a familiar environment. Now, when I first started putting this video together, I wasn't quite sure how much programming experience I needed. And it turns out you don't need any. Microsoft's done a great job of creating these connectors, and I'll show you all the steps to be able to configure them. But I'll also show you steps that you need to take to configure your Microsoft 365 Admin Center and your Power Platforms Admin Center to enable Copilot Studio for M365. And then we'll look at the actual end user experience and being able to interact with ServiceNow using Copilot inside Teams. Now, these types of connections are critical for businesses to be able to interact with non-Microsoft data sources like ServiceNow or Salesforce and do it using Copilot AI. And there's a lot of different ways that you can go about this. Microsoft has graph connectors and plugins. There's also the Azure AI Studio and other tools that Microsoft has, but Copilot Studio for M365 is probably the most simple and also cost-effective because it comes with the Copilot for M365 license. Now, if you haven't checked out my first video on Copilot Studio, take a look at that because that is the introduction to Copilot Studio. And I also wanted to give a special shout out to Danny Diaz of Microsoft for providing the documentation that I used to create this environment. Now, let's look at the step-by-step configuration and welcome to Collaboration Simplified. So first, we're going to do some admin configuration. And I wanted you to first look at some documentation we have on Copilot Studio. And here in the documentation, it tells us that number one, in the Microsoft 365 Admin Center, there's some steps we need to take, which I'll show you. And then number two, there's some additional steps to take in the Power Platforms Admin Center, which I'll show you as well. So it's really well documented. Now let's go to the Microsoft 365 Admin Center. And here when we scroll down and go to Settings, we have to click on Integrated Apps. And if we click on Available Apps, we can search for Copilot Studio. So let me just type in Studio here. And there is the application. So we click on it. And on the right-hand side, notice that the deployment status shows as not deployed. So what we want to do is deploy this application. So we click on Deploy App. And from here, there's a wizard that walks us through where the first step, we just click Next. What users do you want to deploy this to? Just me or the entire organization, which is what I'm going to select. And then if everything looks good in terms of permissions, then you click Next and then Finish Deployment. So this is key so that whoever you want in your organization, in my case, everyone, has access to Copilot Studio. Now next, we're going to look at the Power Platforms Admin Center. So from the Microsoft 365 Admin Center, you can click on All Admins and then click on Power Apps. That then cross-launches the Power Platforms Admin Center. And now we can click on Environments. And here, this environment, we need to be able to enable managed environments and essentially on the top right-hand side, add the Dataverse. Because without this Dataverse, you're not gonna have the settings that you then need for the next step. So this was missing for me, and once I figured it out, then it was simply to add the Dataverse, which is simple to do. You click on Add. Now this does take a little bit of time. The state is preparing, and it took maybe 3 minutes. So now when I came back to it, when I select those three dots, I can click on Settings, and this is what the documentation was saying, that you have to click on Settings, go to Product, and then go to Features, And in here, if you scroll down a little bit, there's a Copilot for Microsoft 365 in the center of the page there. Now for me, this was actually toggled as on, but still Copilot Studio wasn't working. So what I had to do was toggle it off and then back to on, give it a few minutes, and then Copilot Studio gave me the Microsoft 365 options. You can see there's a ton of different options here, but really nothing else needs to be tweaked. But if you're interested, just read the documentation and see if you need to address those. Now, number two, this is my ServiceNow instance. And using the ServiceNow incidents, I have a couple of pages of incidents. But I wanted to show you, look who we have as a special guest. Yeah, so Cristiano just recently launched his YouTube videos channel and his hard drive has crashed and he needs a replacement ASAP. So he opened up a ServiceNow ticket and we're gonna definitely take care of that for him. But it's awesome to have the world famous soccer player here. Now here, we're gonna look at the Copilot Studio configuration. So when we go to Copilot Studio, you can click past the wizard. And then if you click on the plus create sign, we're gonna move over to new Microsoft Copilot action. And here you get four different choices. And by the way, we have really good documentation that goes into additional detail of what these choices are, where they're available inside Copilot for Sales or the authentication methods, enhanced features. So make sure you take a look at the documentation if you're curious about the details for these. But we're basically gonna click on connector and we're gonna search for the ServiceNow connector. We select it, and really important here is the description, because Copilot actually uses the description to determine when to use this connector. And so in addition to the description, I'm gonna put in, it helps look up ticket info, get current status. You can be more verbose with your description, but this is actually quite important. For the solution, we're not gonna put anything. It's gonna create one for us and we're gonna click next. Now here you can see that there are 13 available actions. These actions delete records, update records, list records. So they do a variety of different things. So when we click on one of them, the list records, again, there's a description that's already pre-filled. So when we click next, there's only one item, a description below for the output name and the output description, which I'm just gonna simply repeat the name and just put in output. And I'll be doing this all throughout all these different actions. So basically what you need to do is go through each of them one by one and select them, click next, and anywhere that there's a field missing, in this case nothing was missing, then it'll finish and basically set that one up for you. Now in this one that we're looking at, looks like everything is good too, so all you have to do is click next and so on and so forth. So this is going to be repetitive, so if you want, watch me kind of go through each of these, all 13 of them. But if you also want, skip over maybe about 5 minutes to around the 14 minute mark, and then we'll continue the setup at that point. Okay, welcome back. Now we're going to set up these connectors and finish the rest of everything that we've done. We've basically filled out all the different actions. Once you're done with all that, then go ahead and click next, and now you can review, test, and publish. So if you click on plus new connection, you can establish a connection from Copilot to ServiceNow. So we're going to leave the basic authentication here, and we're going to put in the username and password to be able to let us in to our ServiceNow instance. In my case, I'm going to use the admin credentials and put in the URL for my ServiceNow. And that's basically all I need. So when I click on create, it goes out, it authenticates, and I can go ahead and actually do a test action. First, I got to click on ServiceNow as a selected connection and then do a test action. Looks like everything is good to go, which is great. Now all we got to do is, if you scroll down, you can see the additional details, all the actions that we filled out. Click next, and the connector is being published. Now if we go back to our Copilot Studio details page, you'll see that basically everything we did under operations, all those different actions are listed here. So that's good. And even if you went to the home page of Copilot Studio and you click on Copilots, you'll see Copilot for Microsoft 365, and this custom connector that we built is shown up on this list. It's at the bottom here, but if I click on custom connector, then we can isolate it and look for what we just created together. So that's good. Now let's finally move into the end user experience. So here we're using Copilot for M365 inside Teams. And on the bottom right, when we click on those four squares, you can see there's a variety of different connectors, but none of them are turned on. And the one that I have, ServiceNow by SS, is also off. So here, if we ask a question like, can you assist me with ServiceNow tickets that are open? Because there is no connector enabled, Copilot comes back and says that I can't assist you with this request. Now, if we click on those four squares and we turn on this connector, you can see that now it's turned on, and we'll ask it the same question again. Can you assist me with ServiceNow tickets that are open? And voila, this time it comes back and it actually gives me some information from that ServiceNow instance that we connected this connector to. So here's a bunch of cases that it took. Obviously, again, with Copilot, the more specific you are with your prompt, the better response you're gonna get. So that's the connector. It's working inside Teams. Let's do some additional prompting. Can you list the last 10 incidents in ServiceNow? And again, the connector is going to go back and look up the last 10 incidents. And here they are, all 10 of them, including descriptions of what each of these incidents is about. Now, if you notice on the bottom, there's a variety of different prompts that you can select. And we'll do that in just 1 minute. Here, I'm going to ask, can you put these incidents in a table and include the date and the severity along with the description? So I like to get Copilot to put things in a table format. It just looks a little bit more easy to read. And so basically it's just taking that data, adding severities, and putting it into a table format for me. And notice Cristiano's cases here as well. We gotta make sure we take care of that. Now, these prompts are excellent, right? So I'm going to select one of them. Can you sort the incidents by severity? And basically, Copilot goes back and sorts them by severity. This, by the way, is the power of Copilot AI. It's not just about getting information that you can just get from ServiceNow, but actions that it can take on behalf of you to bring additional value. So here we're going to select another one. Can you provide the names of the people who opened these incidents? And this information, again, is in ServiceNow, but it's easier for me just to ask it. And again, these kind of pre-populated prompts are really nice. Let's select another one here. Can you provide a summary of the most common issues from these incidents? Again, the value of AI, right? Parsing through all the information there and saying, look, password issues, hardware failures, some specifics here, high CPU load are the most common issues. Saves me a ton of time instead of going over 40 cases and trying to do this myself. Can it categorize these incidents by department or team? And let's see what it comes back with. So it's basically telling me which incident of the 10 relates to what group, the support team, the IT support team, software development, and so on. Now, here's an interesting one. Can you generate a report summarizing these incidents for a presentation? This is awesome, right? You can take this report with the overview, the incident summary, with those 10 different cases that we looked at and the severities, as well as common issues and the conclusion. And this is something that you can roll up to your management team. If you enjoyed this video, give it a thumbs up and consider subscribing. I'm going to be doing a deep dive session with Danny Diaz to look at the connector in more detail. Make sure you check out my LinkedIn page for the scheduling of this upcoming session. Thank you very much for watching, and I'll catch you on the next one.